Om Shanti. Good morning, all of you. Are you fresh? Good. So this morning we have Mohan Bhai with us. How many of you know Mohan Bhai? Raise your hands, please. You know him? Very good. One or two. Okay. He's the Baba's special instrument, special precious jewel of Bab Dada. Had the fortune of being in Madhuban for 50 years. I mean, he's in Gyan since 50 years. I don't know how many years in Madhuban. Quite a long time, I believe. And also, he had the fortune of meeting Sakar Baba. And he will also share his experiences with Sakar Baba. And also, he had the fortune of being in the last years of Baba. You know, like 69 Baba left his body. And during those days, he was here. So he had the fortune of seeing that as well. Also, he's an engineer by profession. He's a national coordinator of engineer and scientist wing. My interaction with him, like I have experienced that he's so flexible, sweet-natured, long list of qualities in him I have seen. So anyway, now according to today's topic, qualifications to become? I think you know that. What? Do you remember the topic today? Pass with honor. Do you want to become pass with honor? How many? Raise your hands. So then you're qualified for it. Anyway, we'll hear it from Mohan Bhai and his own experiences about how to be qualified to become pass with honor. Also, his sweet memories with our sweet Baba and Mama as well. Did you meet Mama? Okay. So he has met Mama, Baba. He has sweet memories in his heart, which he's going to share with all of you. Okay. So now I request our sweet brother Mohan Bhai to share his experience on the topic of qualifying to become pass with honor. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We all wish to be passed with honors, and it's always nice to hear, to talk about success. Even right from our early days when we are child, since then we always want to be a winner in life, whether it is game or sports or in our studies or in any competition in life, we always want to be a winner. And among the winners also, we want to be at the top. And that what is the topic of today, to how to be to pass with honors. I don't know about other places, but in our time when we were in the university, at that time one was considered to be passed with honor if one used to get how much percentage of marks? No, not 100%. Here actually more than 75% marks, because more than 60% used to be first division, then more than 75 pass with honors. And likewise, we all are having, how many subjects Baba has given us? How many subjects we are having? 4. So, if each subject is considered of 25 marks and total 100 marks, then what does it mean? Pass with honors means not like that in 3 subjects if we get full marks and in 4th subject if there are lesser marks, then still, though it is 75%, but one will not be considered having passed with honors. Pass with honor means to have the equal commands in all the subjects. Because all subjects are interlinked. If we practice mastery in one subject, no doubt it will help to pull the other 3 subjects in the front line. No doubt. But still it is necessary to have some minimum marks in all the subjects. So, today the blessing was also something connected with it. Do you remember what was the blessing? Yes. Baba said about one word. What was that word? Yes. Pass. And in that one, Baba had how many meanings of the pass? 3. Yes. What were those? Pass. The most important thing is, if something has happened, then we should be able to put the full stop on it. That is past. In fact, we all are born with 2 powers in all of us. Right from our childhood, we all are having 2 powers. What are those 2 powers? One is power to remember, other is power to forget. These 2 are the powers with which we all are born. But the tragedy of life is that what we want to remember, we usually forget, and what we should forget, we usually remember and carry forward with us for a long time. This is the tragedy of life. Though we are having 2 powers, but we are not able to apply these powers at the right time and in the right perspective. So, one thing is that because most of our time goes, if something not very pleasant has happened in our life in the past, we are not able to forget it. So it consumes our time, our energy, our thoughts. So that is why, which doesn't allow us to become with pass of honors. So one thing is, as Baba has said, that past, to pass the things. Okay, whatever has happened, has happened. And we must start with a new beginning, and for that one, Baba has given one word. What is that? Full stop. So that full stop, you see, it is very vital to keep on the things on the right track. Because due to past, our present also is hampered. And as the present, accordingly the future. So the same thing guides us and we carry forward with us for a long time. So one thing is to apply the right power at the right time. Power to forget, what to forget and what not to forget, what to remember. This is one thing which helps us to save our energy, our thoughts, our time, and which Baba has said these two are the most precious treasures with us. Which two precious treasures? Which are the two treasures which are very precious, which Baba refers time to time? Time and thoughts. Right. So this is one thing. Well, for this one, but how Baba used to utilize these treasures? That we should be able to have full control over our thought process, mind. Usually, what happens that sometimes we are not having control over our thought patterns, over our mind, and our mind goes on thinking and thinking and thinking. Because mind thinks and there is not a proper harmony between our head, heart and hands. What is required is a harmony. In other words, we can say the harmony between our mind, intellect and impressions, the three main faculties. Whatever the mind thinks, our intellect should just see that it works. Mind doesn't think, usually mind thinks much more, maybe say 100 thoughts. Then intellect takes like 10 thoughts, these are right thoughts, these are wrong. And accordingly in action, we perform one or two actions. So our quite a lot of energy is wasted in our thought process. So how to have the harmony between our head, thoughts, which represents thought, heart, which represents emotions, feelings, and the hand, which manifests the action. So the harmony actually between these three is very necessary. This is the harmony with the self. Then if this harmony, how to see whether this harmony is working in the right direction or not? And this harmony is reflected in the form of external harmony, that is the harmony with other human beings, the harmony with other creatures, and the harmony with nature. These three are the external harmonies, whereas this harmony is the internal harmony. And that's why it is said that the outer nature is nothing but the reflection of the inner nature. Nature word is having these two meanings. Inner nature means our habits, our attitudes, our thinkings, process, habit. This is our inner nature, human nature. And the external nature is manifested in the form of the harmony with the five elements of nature, due to which are not in harmony at present. And that is why the big problems like global warming or climate change or the environmental degradation, all these problems have come up, and they have gone such out of the hand that the survival of the human being has come to the stake. And the root cause of it is that we have lost our inner harmony. Because outer harmony is the reflection of the inner harmony. And that is what Baba also teaches us, that in Golden Age, Satyug and Treta Yuga, Golden and Silver Age, since we were with ourselves in complete harmony, so the outer nature was also in harmony with us. And so at that time there was no, flood, no famine, no cyclone, no earthquake, nothing was there. Because we were in harmony with ourselves, our internal harmony was perfect, so it was manifested in the form of external harmony. And harmony with the nature, five elements of nature. So if we are fine and external nature is fine, everything is fine, then life is full of peace and prosperity and happiness. And so that helps us in taking us towards the karmatit stage, or to make us to pass the examination with honors. So what Baba is the perfect manifestation of some of these things which made him to be passed with honors. What I saw in Baba, that Baba's thought process was in so much in his control that he used to read the other's thought very closely. You see, earlier in the year 62, 63, when I came in knowledge, Baba used to give us time and we used to explain him about service, about our, what we wish, and if any question used to be there, Baba used to solve it. Baba used to give us time. But as we were proceeding ahead and ahead, Baba was winding up externally. And whenever we used to go to Baba, then Baba will listen the thing, but just two sentence or three sentence, and Baba will say, okay, I understood. We used to feel how we have not yet explained him fully what is the problem. But Baba used to understand and he used to repeat us very correctly, which we have not yet spoken. But Baba used to understand. And in the last days, I had the good fortune, as sister told, that on 17th and 18th January 69, I was here and I had the opportunity to be with Baba during those 2 days. And at that time, I met Baba 6 to 7 times during those 17th and 18th January. And with some questions in my mind, I ask Baba about this service, this problem, this question, like that. And as soon as I used to be before Baba, Baba used to give me drishti, and then just from my eyes also, just Baba used to catch what are the questions in my mind, and Baba will say, okay, you have come with this question. Okay, you do like this, it will happen like this. So, I did not get an opportunity to speak because Baba used to tell the question also, what the thought is going in my mind, and immediately used to provide the solution. So, I was just astonished. And then later on, when I asked my seniors at that time, Didi Manmohani used to be there. So, when once I asked Didi how it happened, that just with something in my mind, I went to Baba number of times and Baba told me, repeated exactly what was going on in my mind and provided the solution. Then Didi explained that, you see, when one is having full control over his thoughts, then one can read the other's thought very clearly, and accordingly one can provide the solution. This represents karmatit stage, the final stage, the honor, pass with honor stage. Just like if the water is there, you see, in some pond, there are no ripples, no waves in the water. We can see our face very clearly in the water. But if you simply take one small stone and throw it in the water, then the ripples and waves will be there. we may not be able to see our face very clearly. Similarly, if suppose we are not having any our own thought, we can definitely read the thoughts of others. And why it is necessary? Because in the end, people will come with so much desires before us. When so much problems will be there, natural calamities or atomic war and the disturbances in life, in the, you see, economy, everywhere the people will be upset, they will come before us with so many desires. But time will not be there for them to explain the desires, and that is the time when we can utilize our power of yoga. And that is why Baba says volcanic yoga is necessary. Because if I have already practiced this volcanic yoga, I am having control over my thoughts, then whomsoever comes before me, I will be able to catch their thoughts, to see what is going on in their mind, and immediately we can provide the solutions. Because at a time, not one or two, hundreds of fellows will be coming, and we have to provide them the solution, because they will be so much disturbed souls. And in the end, we have to play this part of Baba, what Brahma Baba played in the end, the same part we all have to play. So, one important thing is to have the control over our thought patterns. And the same thing I found on 18th January, when Baba was taking the class. Baba, morning, Baba did not have Murli. Baba conducted only the yoga, and then Baba went. And Baba used to take class in that history hall. At that time, this hall was not there, neither Om Shanti Bhavan. Only the history hall was there. And Baba used to take class in the history hall. So on 18th January, in the evening, you see, Baba called the person that today Baba will take the class early. Usually, evening class used to be there around 9 o'clock because first dinner, etc., and then this evening class. But that day Baba called the brother, concerned brother, maybe around 7:30 or so, ki Baba will take class just after half an hour. And so accordingly there used to be a bell, and the person concerned rang the bell. Everybody accumulated there, and then he declared that Baba will take the class today 1 hour earlier, and so all of you come there. So, at that time, you see, when everybody accumulated, Baba came to the class and Baba took the class. And that day, you see, since Baba was quite aged, around 93 or so, and January is a month of full of winter, very cold weather is there. So, Baba used to have some sore throat and cough and like that. So time to time Baba used to have to clear his throat. But, and that is why accordingly the Murli, you see, accordingly the Murli used to be in the pieces like that. But that day, 18th January, if you go through the Murli, listen the tape, Baba's tape, then not a single time Baba was required to clear his throat, and it looked like as the karmic accounts were all settled, and that Baba's Raj Yoga, the yoga practice, has completely taken over the karmic accounts. So yoga stage, Baba stage, all the accounts, karmic accounts, they were settled by means of yoga. So this is also one of the symptoms of the persons who pass with honor, that gradually, though they may be having problem with the body, disease may be there, but the feeling of the disease will not be there. And that day we saw that not a single time Baba was required to clean his throat, and just such a flawless Murli was there on that 18th January. So this is one of the symptoms, and we have to see that we also attain this stage, that all our karmic accounts are settled by that time and we come out victorious. Because these feelings, the disease problem will be there in the body, but its feeling will not be there in the history hall. You see, there is one translite picture of Krishna and Lakshmi Narayan, and since Baba was quite aged and winter weather, this and that used to cause quite a lot of problems sometime, and sometime Baba was required to clean his throat, and sore throat was there, and Baba used to become quite restless. It looked like that. But the very next moment, Baba used to say, "Oh, now this is the old body, and tomorrow I am going to become like this, small Krishna, and no problem will be there." And just Baba's face used to get illuminated, and forgetting about the present, what the problems are there. But Baba used to see only the future, what I am going to become. And always be in very happy mood. Always, you see, Baba's face used to glow, used to shine, that he is full of happiness. "Oh, tomorrow I am going to become the, you see, prince, the whole world. I am going to be the controller." And like that, and Baba used to forget that whatever the problems and diseases are there in the body. The same thing Baba wants us to be in the same thing. Whatever the problems are there in our body, in our relationship, in the financial part, whatever. But we should not grossly actually entangled and involved and affected by those problems, because problems come and will go away. But I must remember that I am the winner. 5,000 years back I have won this thing. Again I am doing Pursharat, and I am a victorious soul of every kalp 5,000 years. So if this remains in our mind, that I am the same victorious soul, then the problems will not trouble us. So that what was very clearly visible from Baba's face, Baba's speech, Baba's actions, everywhere, the problem will come, but they never used to remain with Baba. So this is also one of the things to become pass with honor. What next? Baba, you see, used to utilize his time completely. And one of the main thing is to have this practice, to master the practice, how to come in the body and how to get detached from the body. Baba was having almost complete mastery over that. Just now, if we want to meet Dadi Janki or any other seniors, our time is given, 10 o'clock, this German party, 10:30, US party, 11 o'clock Russians, like that various times are there. So when the teacher used to take the whole group before Baba, Baba used to meet in either of the three places. That Baba's room is there. If suppose there are two or three persons, then Baba used to meet in his room also. That time room was very small, not so big, only that portion where the Baba's bed is there, that's all. That was very small, maybe some 8x10 size or so. Very small room. So Baba's room was there, Baba used to meet. Second place used to be Baba's hut. If persons are little more, maybe 6 or 8 persons in Baba's hut. And if the party used to be more, maybe 12, 15, 30, 40, then in the history hall. So if Baba has given time, suppose something 10:30 or so, then teacher will bring the people, all the BKs before Baba, and just she will see that, oh, Baba's eyes are open, Baba is sitting. It will look like as Baba is waiting for the party. And the teacher, BK teacher in charge, she will take the group before Baba, and just Baba's eyes are open, but Baba is lost somewhere. As physically the body is here, but mentally Baba is somewhere else. Then teacher used to call, Baba, Baba, I brought the party, Baba. Then sometimes Baba used to get a little jerk. Oh, then as Baba is pulling himself in the body, and then, oh, you have come, okay, come on, sit down here. And then Baba used to meet each and every person. So this thing, just to be away from the body and to come in the body, that is also an art, to detach from the body, to be within the body. And we also used to feel this experience momentary. How? With the external power, with Baba's power. Because if suppose Baba is there, the party is there, then Baba, oh, sweet children, come on, Baba will extend his hands, oh, sweet soul. And just we used to have a sort of magnetic pull. We used to go in the arms of Baba, and as soon as we used to be in his arm, we also used to become completely bodiless, soul conscious stage, because it was Baba's power. And then, because party, one by one, everybody has to meet Baba, then after a few seconds also, after that experience, Baba will tap here, okay. Come on, just as Baba is pulling us back to the body, then after that time, though we did not want to leave that arms, but since Baba is calling, then Baba will give you toli, and we used to go away. Baba may ask some questions and details about yourself, and then after that the person will go, then another person will come, and everybody used to feel that stage of soul conscious, completely bodiless stage. That because Baba's power was so much. Just like if you throw a stone, as long as this external energy is there, stone will go up. But as soon as the effect of the external, this energy goes down, again it will start coming down. The earth will pull. So just like at that time, Baba's energy was so much energy, not the physical but the spiritual energy, soul conscious stage was so much. So we have to also see, check. And in the later stages in the life, Baba was not meeting everybody. Baba used to give drishti. And that drishti was doing the same effect. Immediately, one used to become bodiless, soul conscious. So this is required in us to attain the stage of, you see, this honored, pass with honor stage. That because Baba has practiced in his earlier life means in this spiritual life in the beginning, in 1936-37 you might have heard that, because in the beginning Baba was also a family man, his wife was there, children, son, daughter-in-law and daughter and all that, everybody, and naturally one's mind is detracted towards that side. Quite possible, quite normal. There is nothing abnormal. All the family men, they may. So, but Baba practiced that I am a soul, Nirmala is a soul, this Narayan is a soul, Jasoda is soul. Jasoda was Baba's laukik wife, Nirmala daughter, Narayan son, like that. So Baba practiced a lot, and then so that Baba's mind is not diverted during meditation to those one. He is a soul, she is a soul, all the souls are there. And that Baba practiced. And it was reflected very clearly, if suppose I have practiced something very deeply and I have got mastery over it, then I can get that experienced to be realized by the person wherever I want to have that. Experiment of yoga, what Baba says, yog ke prayog, experiment of yogas. So as soon as Baba used to give the drishti, we also used to feel bodiless, because Baba has practiced so much that I am soul, and just Baba used to see here, and just Baba will see, we also will become bodiless. So these are the very practical thing and which Baba conducted. And in one diary this is written, in second diary what is written in Baba's earlier days diaries, you see 1936-37, how to control the mind. And Baba has written in that diary, Baba is talking with his mind, with his intellect, with impressions. Then, oh my mind, I the soul, I am the king, you are my minister. Oh mind, you are my minister, I am the king, you have to obey me. But during the passage of time, you have become very powerful and I, the king, has become weak. So you have started ruling me, the king, and I was just running wherever you were taking me, I was following you. But now, O my mind, I tell you that now I, the king, has realized my own power, that I am the king. You have to follow, you are my minister, I am the ruler of this body. You have to obey me. So now I will no more obey you, you have to obey me. So Baba has ordered his mind, and that what Baba wants, that before going to bed daily in the evening, we must write down our chart and write down where the mind has gone, whether my mind has obeyed me, the king, or not obeyed. So that practice will take us up to a very great heights. One day will come when our mind will be completely in our control. This Baba practiced. And similarly Baba has written in that one another letter, oh my intellect, like my mind, you have also become very powerful. And you both, the mind and intellect, were ordering me, and I have become so much weak, the king, that I was always obeying you. But now, I have become powerful. I am the king. I am trying to come back in my original stage. Now you have to obey me. I will not obey you. Because I am the ruler. I am the king, you are my minister. So like that, Baba has written letter and like that, and Baba attained so much control over his mind and thoughts and intellect, that what I saw you, that in the end, Baba was having so much, the person, whomsoever comes before Baba, one need not tell what is going on in his mind. Baba will immediately read the other's thought, because Baba was not having his own thoughts. He was having full control. And on 18th January, you see, last Murli Baba, that Baba was sitting on the Sandli, we all were sitting before Baba. Baba was giving the Murli, we all were listening. Then suddenly a thought came to my mind, simply a thought. We were listening Murli, Baba was giving Murli, that what was the thought? That how nice it will be if Baba takes my name and give some guideline to me for my Purusharth and Baba speaks some word. Simply the thought came to my mind. Only the thought. And immediately Baba must have caught that thought and immediately within a few seconds Baba uttered some word in the Murli, taking my name and giving me some guidelines and praising the Purusharth and other things, you see. So because Baba's thought process was so clean, so clear, that he could get the thought of others. This is the ultimate Purusharth, the final Purusharth to become the pass with honors. It is very subtle to have the control over your thoughts completely. It's not an easy job. That's what I saw. And Baba always used to see that though the external problems will be coming, your papers will be there, but you must always be in a position to have the happiness reflecting on your face. Peaceful, happy, and you must not lose in any case your happiness because it is the one of the most precious treasure. And then there is in Sindhi word, Sindhi, one word is there, khagya marna. Even it is not Hindi word, you should have so much, you see, joy and happiness inside that it must be reflected outside also. Do you know how the job khagya marna? We used to say, no Baba, we don't know. Then Baba, Baba showed, means, Baba, I am going to become like this. Tomorrow I will be the small Krishna and new body, new costume, everything new. And here in this old body so much problem is there, but tomorrow I am going. So it was reflected from the Baba's face and activities I am going to become like this. So whatever the sorrow or unpleasant scenes are there in the life, they all will be evaporated. So this was the Baba's practice was so much, and this shows the effect of the inner nature over the outer nature. Outer environment, Baba used to get completely changed. Here in Madhuban also, the environment is so much spiritually charged that whomsoever comes from any corner of the world, they used to feel peace and happiness, tranquility, and completely changed atmosphere. Because those who reside here, they create such a spiritual vibration that whole environment is spiritually charged. So we must be able to generate such a positive vibration at our workplace, at our residence, wherever we are residing. So to make that place so much spiritually charged that not only we ourselves but the whole environment gets charged, and whomsoever comes in that environment, they feel the same peace, happiness, tranquility and atmosphere of love, understanding, respect. We are the creator of the environment. Environment and this outside, these are our creation. We, the soul, we are the creators. So Baba used to tell that, yes, we must have so much inner strength, inner power in ourselves. And that not only reflected during Baba's lifetime, even when Baba left the body, you see. I saw on 18th January, then after the Murli, Baba gave the Murli. Baba moved outside towards the door and then, Baba takes leave from all of you. For the first time, Baba uttered this word. Baba is going, Baba is taking leave from all of you. And then Baba went to his room and with his hands, in the hand of Dadiji, transmitting all the spiritual power and like that, Baba left the body. So though Baba left the body on 18th January in the evening, early night, but Baba's body remained, you see, the whole 18th night, 19th day, 19th night, 20th whole day, 20th evening, night, and on 21st afternoon, the body was consumed to flame. You see, last rites were performed. But Baba's face was so much shining, no injection was given to Baba's body, no chemical lotion or anything was put, nothing. I inquired number of doctors, medical practitioners, is it possible? They say, no, not at all possible. After a few hours, the disintegration in the body starts and bad smells starts coming. But Baba has purified these five elements of nature from which our body is made so much, up to the extent that it remained for more than 65 hours. But it did not disintegrate, it did not become black. And bas Baba's body was shining, and it looked like that Baba will immediately get up and Baba will say, oh dear soul, divine souls, come, come. And like that. Just it looked like as Baba is sleeping. You see, conquering the nature, these five elements of nature, that, you see, everything should have some sort of proof, you see. The physical level proof. If I am not well, you see, thermometer will tell me, yes, your fever is gone up or so, that is why. Blood pressure instrument will tell, since the BP is high or low, one is not feeling well. Similarly, the heart and all these things, and ECG or EEG and like that, all the medical things. Similarly, this thing, it must be able to tell whatever I am achieving, I am gaining, subtle things. And say, in our Dr. Satish Gupta, who is performing these experiments on heart, CAD, that our thought process, when we are able to divert our positive thoughts on the affected part, whether it is heart or kidney or lungs or any bone, so when our energy is transmitted to that one, so earlier when the angiography of the heart was taken, so the angiography reflects that some arteries are blocked up to the extent of 98%, 95%, like that. And when, without any external surgery or anything, any external intervention, but performing this yoga experiment, again when the angiography is taken after 4, 5, 6 months or so, all the doctors, World Health Organization, it's surprised that how the arteries are opened, which were blocked, and there was no other mean except to do the surgery. Surgery can open it. But without any surgery it opened means this subtle power, these yoga rays powers, they are affecting. So that is what is required, that it is a physical aspect that we can see. But the subtle, you see, the five elements of nature, when we can definitely affect, you must have heard about Dr. Emoto of Japan. On internet his experiment is there. So what he performed, he simply took two glasses of water, same waters. In one glass he performed the experiment with some negative thoughts. Oh, I will kill you and Hitler and negative thoughts and negative levels also. And on the other glass of water, positive, oh, I love you, water, you are the life, and Mother Teresa, like that, the soft words and other thing, simply from a distance, transmitting the vibration. And these water, when they were crystallized to some minus 20 degree or so, the crystals were formed, and where the positive thoughts were given, the crystals of ornament shape and very good shape, pleasing to the eye, they were formed, whereas on the negative vibration, negative thoughts, some crystals of various irregular shape without any meaning, they were formed. You see. So it is the effect of our thoughts over the external element, on water. So if we, these our thoughts can affect the water there, this body is made of some more than 70% of water. Inside water is there. So whatever we think, the same that is affected, that is affecting our body system completely. And that is why the body gets diseased. If the negative thoughts are there, negative feelings are there, this body, this water inside is affected adversely, and accordingly it becomes a storehouse of the diseases, various problems. So we are the master of our health, physical, mental, all type of health. Similarly, the yogic experiment which are performed. You might have seen about this yogic experiments, that on the seeds before sowing in the earth, that seeds, they are exposed to the positive thoughts, positive vibration. And in the earth where the seeds are to be sown, there also our BK brothers and sisters, they usually go and spread the positive vibration. And then those seeds, when they are sown, so there is vast difference in the agriculture product which is conventionally produced and which is produced through yoga practice. I have seen myself last 4-5 years, I have been seeing some vegetable of this size, jo chemical normal shape, and with the yoga practice they are of this size. Such very sweet, the carbohydrate level, the protein level, the vitamin level, much more increased, whereas fat level has gone down. So the desired effect is created by the thoughts. So this Mother Earth means this body, physically skin and all this, this is the earth. Likewise, all the five elements which are responsible for creating this body, when they are affected externally from a distance by our thought process, why can't it affect in the body itself, where actually the soul is, they are the nearest to the body and the soul. So that is really, that was visible from Baba's, the dead body also. The body was lying, but no blackishness, no disintegration, no bad smell, nothing, no disintegration. And Baba's face was shining. That what Baba wants, that we must perform the experiments of yoga with not only ourselves, experiment of yoga not ourselves, on others and on nature also. Five elements of nature. Yesterday I was having one class with the Russians, and the topic was there, and the climate change, the spiritual perspective. So the climate change, it is an environmental problem, you see. And spiritual perspective is this one, that how our spirit, our thought process can make wonderful difference in this climate change and this problem, which is one of the biggest problem on the earth now, it can be under our control, it could be greatly reduced, this problem. So this is the five elements. Baba used to perform the experiment of yoga with his body on the nature, five elements of nature and others. So this is, we have to follow the footstep of Brahma Baba to pass with honors. Because Baba is the only one and one soul so far who has passed with honors. Others, those who have gone, they have taken the body. So what we see, we read through the Baba's biography and Baba's life history, and since Baba has attained his final stage, so we have to move simply on the footsteps of Brahma Baba, because he is the only soul who has attained this status, passed with honors. For us also, we have to simply follow the Baba's footsteps, that's all. And naturally we will also become pass with honors. So this is the, and Baba's, one meaning of pass is, the past is past. Then another meaning is, we have to remain near Baba, pass in Hindi. Pass karna hai, pass hona hai, or pass rehna hai, means pass. For this one, that we have to remain near Baba. Near Baba means mentally we have to be near Baba. So that Baba, volcanic yoga, we often hear about this one, volcanic yoga. What is volcanic yoga? What is the prime requirement for yoga to be so powerful? What is the prime requirement? Anything? Very simple. You see, I am basically a petroleum engineer, and I'll narrate an incident which I have also not seen, but we heard. I was here with one petroleum company, ONGC, Oil and Natural Gas Corporation. So we heard some 50 years back and more that there is one place in India, in one of the states, Himachal Pradesh is one of the states. And there is one temple which is famous for that Jwalamukhi. Means there is one deity whose mouth always gives the flame. And this is going on since last some 100, 200 years or back. Even the village elders who are residing in that one, they say that my great-great-grandfather also used to tell about this thing, that continuous flame, not a, for a single second, the flame is anguished. But continuously flame coming and coming and coming. So the village fellows were having great feeling for that deity. And they, because a sort of blind faith is always there. So flame was coming. When the scientists explored that area, they did the survey of that area, they found the stock, great natural gas was there, and its stock was there, natural gas. So they tried to convince the local villagers that this is nothing but the gas may be there, and that gas is coming out and the flame is continuously due to that one. But the villagers, they were having the feeling for that deity, oh great deity, always for hundreds of years this flame is coming, and people from far corners, they used to come and have just darshan of that deity. They used to come and see, worship. Then what our scientists did, just to explain then, you see, we are also having the high regards for the deity, but this is a scientific phenomena where the flame is coming, and they put in that one some sort of valve in between. And just to explain that this is nothing but the gas is coming, and they closed the valve, so the supply of the gas was stopped and that flame extinguished. And then again they opened it, and again the you see the gas started coming, again the flame. You see, this they lit the gas, and again the flame started. So Jwalamukhi, because in that one some wise person, maybe few hundred years back, when the gas was coming and he found, oh this is inflammable, and the gas, so he has created some deity's image over that one, and from the mouth that flame was coming, and people were having very high regards. So Jwalamukhi, so what this teaches us is that we, Jwalamukhi yoga means our mental communion with the Supreme must remain continuous. You see, continuity is a very vital factor. Usually what happens that in Amrit Vela when we get up, our chart is very good. Some 2 hour, 3 hour yoga will be there, maybe up to 8 o'clock or so. And once we go to our workplace and other, entangle ourselves, make us busy in the daily business. So Baba's remembrance, that is diluted. Usually that is our experience. And that is why that Jwalamukhi yoga, the stage of that volcanic yoga, we don't feel much. Whereas in continuity means, let us have only few minutes of continuous yoga, but the remembrance of Baba should remain continuity, and this continuity is vital because this continuity provides energy. If person is sick, weak, and doctors take him to the hospital, and first thing they do it, usually the patient is put on the drip. And so in drip, one by one, the glucose or saline that goes, that is mixed with the blood, and the patient regains energy. One, drop by drop, drop by drop. So that is what is required. Continuity means we may not do yoga for 3 hours at a time, but though maybe little less stage of yoga, but if the continuity is there, that will provide us the flame. So this is what is required. Even when Baba is doing the simple daily routine works, in that one also it is used to be reflected that Baba is in the remembrance of Shiv Baba, because every laukic work Baba used to convert it into alaukic, the spiritual aspect of that work. So that what is required, and we can play justice with these 5 elements of nature. How? To make friendship. Because it is said, whatever in the, when we take the last breath, whatever my stage is there at that time, accordingly my next birth will be there. Accordingly, in Satyog or Golden Age, my birth will be there. Antamati Sogati, usually it is said. In the end, when I am taking the last breath, if suppose at that time I am remembering some laukic thing, the money, some relationship, children, or wife, husband, or mother, father, anybody, so accordingly my next birth will be there. So that is why Baba says, your stage should be so that in the end, nothing should come to your mind. But when the natural calamities are there, suppose the bomb falls, suppose the civil war takes place, suppose natural calamity, suddenly yesterday I was hearing that Guatemala, it also received that earthquake of some 7.4 intensity on the Richter scale. It is quite high. So you never know when the earthquake or the tsunami or the flood, etc., suddenly that will come. And that may bring your last moment very near. So how to avoid that stage and have the last breath in my control? How to have? Because in that one, in the end, let us make friendship with these 5 elements of nature. Earth, water, friendship means, let us match, see that my sanskar match with the sanskar of these 5 elements by virtues, values. Say earth is there, or water is there. What is the water sanskar or the greatest value or virtue of the water? What is? Yes? Coolness. Also one of the biggest quality of water is that it is flexible. It can get itself adjusted in any utensil, whichever you take. If you take glass, it will adjust in the glass. If you take bucket, if you take spoon, any utensil, it will get itself adjusted in that one. So much flexibility, adjustable nature. Similarly, my nature should be like that, that I should be able to get adjusted with any person on the earth. Not that I say, oh, with this person it is easy to get adjusted because my nature matches with him, but with another person, it is not finding it, I am finding it difficult to adjust. No. Like water, flexibility, adjustable nature. Water is also cool, quite cool. Huh? So, even when it is put on the stove or the burner, it gets heated up. But after some time, when it is put just again away from the burner, it comes to its original shape by itself. Similarly, under any vice, the effect of vice is the anger or ego or greed, I get heated up. Means I lose my natural quality of coolness. Then I must be able to come back to my original nature as early as possible, like water. So it means I have acquired the sanskar or the value or virtue of water. So what will happen that in the end, at any time, if the tsunami comes or flood comes or whatever the calamity connected with the water come, water will not take my life. Water will not adversely affect me because I have made friendship with water and water will always help me. A friend in need is a friend indeed. So making my sanskar matching with water. Similarly, the earth, the main sanskar of Mother Earth is what? Main sanskar of Mother Earth is giver. Earth is a giver, you see. Always give. You put a single seed in the earth, the plant and tree will come and thousands of seeds will be generated. Similarly, I must always feel that I am a giver. Giver doesn't mean only physical thing, but give the other, let the other person who comes in my contact, let him be having a feeling that he is receiving love and respect, the understanding, friendship, the values and virtues I must be able to give to all the souls who come in my contact. Let me be a giver always. So if I am a continuously giver, then as I have matched my sanskar with the Mother Earth, so what will happen? I have made friendship with the earth, and whenever the earth is not in its original position, say earthquake is there or some landslide and big things are there, that will not be responsible for making me unhappy or make my life, because I have made friendship with the earth. So let me see what are the big qualities of these five elements and let me make my sanskar match with those five elements. Air. The sanskar of air is to be light. Take the things up and up, high and high. Whereas the earth pulls everything down. Air takes everything up. Air is a lifeline. We inhale the oxygen, air, and gives out carbon dioxide. So this lifeline air, let me also have a practice that I'll not be heavy, my heart will not be heavy, I'll not be down due to any situation, due to any problem which comes in my way, in relationship or in anything. And if I am able to remain light, like air, light and light, I will always be going high up and up, in going ahead in life, I will not be happy. So it is just like as I have matched my sanskar with the air, and so the air will not be, if even cyclones are there near the seashore, etc., lot of cyclones come. Air, wind blows with the speed of 150 kilometer, 200, 250. So whatever the havoc is brought from the air, wind, it will not be responsible for causing any problem in me because I have made friendship with air. Air has become my friend. There are hundreds of examples here that whenever the problem has come, how these Baba has saved his children and just at the right moment, right touching comes, that do this, and by performing that one, one easily gets out of the situation. You see. So this is the experiment on these five elements of nature. So if we perform these, aag aur akash bhi hai. So similarly, the ether, big. So the sky, vastness, you see. So the vastness we must have in our heart, so that we can see if there is weakness or there is some negativity in some person, it should not make me affected. Because usually what happens, we are immediately affected by seeing the negativity of some person who is not very good to us, and we feel that that person's negativity is going in my heart, because I am not able to forgive that person for the problem. Forgiving is a very big quality. Forgive other person, and it is a big quality in great human beings. Whether you take Mother Teresa or Mahavir or Gautam Buddha or anybody, those who have become great, that forgive, shama karo. And when we are able to forgive others, then it means I have merged my sanskar of the greatness, of the broad-mindedness with just like Akash. So if any missile or rocket or anything is coming from the way of the sky, that will not affect me adversely. Because I have made friendship, broad mind. Let me see that my communication doesn't break down with anybody. Usually, if my sanskar is not matching with anybody, the first casualty is that we don't talk with each other. Communication breakdown is there. Whereas Akash, this ether is responsible where we leave so many satellites, and through the satellites we are able to communicate from mobile. Within seconds we can reach to any person in the other corner of the world through the satellite, because satellite is there and we are able to communicate. So let me see that any adverse situation doesn't break down my communication with anybody. Let me try to win the heart of each and every person so that that communication continuously remains with us. And similarly, the sun, the last element, it represents fire in the nature. Sun, you see. So sun actually is, in the spiritual parlance, the sun of knowledge, means God Almighty, Shiv Baba. So if my face is towards the sun, the shadow of my, that will be on the back side. I will be moving ahead and shadow will be coming, it will be on the back side. And shadow will not guide me. Shadow is nothing but chaya, means maya, my weaknesses, my inner weaknesses. So that will remain on the back side. I will be always moving ahead and ahead, because Baba is before me. I will be guided rightly at the right time. But once, if my back is there towards the sun, then what will happen? My shadow will guide me. Shadow will move ahead and I will be guided by my inner weaknesses. Lust, anger, greed, ego, etc. So whenever if I am guided by my weakness, immediately think that my back is towards the Baba, towards the Son of Knowledge. So, like that, we must have these qualities, our inner qualities match with the qualities of these elements, then these elements will be my slave. They will obey me and they will never come in my way of progress, and they will be, I will be always going ahead and ahead in my life. That what we have seen on Baba, even the dead body of Baba, it has done lot of service. This is the experiment on five elements. Okay, I think my time is over and I must finish at this stage. And yes, please, any question? She will explain, she will do. No, I have given the spiritual meaning because Brahma Baba was able to read the thoughts because he was having full control over his thoughts, and that is why the others thought he was able to read. Anyhow, the spiritual... No, I think sister herself is not convinced by, isn't it? No, but whatever, it is your thought, most welcome, no problem. But I explained the spiritual reason for the Baba's reading the thought of others. Because he has achieved so much control over his thoughts that other thoughts were very clearly he was able to read. And Baba, that was explained to me by our elderly sister Didi Manmohani ji. Anyhow, there may be other reasons also. We should be broad-minded, and there are thought readers type, there is nothing wrong. But if I am not, and if I want to achieve that stage, because our cause is noble, we want to read the thoughts, because in the end, the situation will be like this, that hundreds of people will be coming, they will not be able to explain their problem. So by reading their thoughts, we can fulfill their desires. We can bless them. Baba has said that the person will be coming before you weeping. They must go away smiling, you see. Peacelessness will be prevailing over the persons coming before you. When they go back, they should be fully peaceful. You see, we must be able to transform them, and this is the quality of the fire. In the fire, if you put anything, it is transformed completely. So the person, if I am having this volcanic yoga before me, so with this volcanic yoga, if the people are coming with the help of this volcanic yoga, they are transformed, coming weeping, going smiling, coming with peacelessness, going with all the peace. So that is what is required to transform in me. Transformation in me will bring the transformation in others. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Okay. Thank you.